In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. If you would, turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. I know the kids are all excited about Christmas, but because Christmas is just that time of year when we get to visit families and do so many things and share our gifts, but Christmas is right around the corner. This is Christmas Eve. But I want to ask you, have you found that special gift yet? I hope that you finished all of your shopping. Maybe you're going to give someone a new color TV, a flat screen. Or perhaps you're giving someone a new wardrobe. Or how about this, a large sum of money? How many would like to receive a large sum of money to help you recover from your Christmas? Amen. Perhaps it's a new car. Well, whatever the gift may be, I want to talk to you about the greatest gift ever given. How do you expect your gifts to be wrapped this year? Do you expect them to be wrapped in shiny paper and ribbons and bows? What if you got one wrapped in a newspaper? Or what if you got one wrapped in old rags? Is the gift with the wrapper the best gift, or is it the gift which carries the most love? Is that the best gift? Now, my wife, she can tie bows so tight that I promise you, it'll take a knife just about to get into it or past scissors. She makes beautiful bows, and people, they say, "Will you teach me how to tie bows like that?" But is the gift the one that's wrapped the prettiest, or is it the gift, the best gift? Is it the one that carries the most love? Well, I submit to you that the greatest gift ever given was wrapped in rags. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 7. Talking about Mary. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, you would have expected Jesus to have been wrapped in a purple robe at his birth, signifying his deity. But the Bible tells us that Mary brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. My subject this morning, the greatest gift ever given. Let us pray. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch hearts and lives. I pray, God, that you will overshadow me and help me, Lord, to preach this with the passion that I feel in my heart, with the love, God, that I feel for you and the love I feel for those, Lord, that need a Savior. I pray, God, that you will do what only you can do, Holy Spirit. Touch us, change us, minister to each and every heart today. Save the lost. Lord, let them unwrap their gift. If you're watching by live stream, I pray that God will touch you. Please stay with us. If you're watching by Facebook, stay with us. God wants to minister to you. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. You know, love is the most important gift anyone could ever give. Love is what the Father gave us on the first Christmas morn. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes or in rags, and she laid him in a manger. He was the greatest gift ever given. He is the greatest gift that anyone could ever receive. The Bible says he came unto his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, which were born not of the will of the man, nor of the will of the flesh, but by the will of God. God loves you, and God wants to be inside of you, and that's why he came. You know, I love music, and many times in my private devotion, God ministered to me in a song, and recently I was humming the song and singing it, He Came to Me. I actually got my Martin guitar out last night and found out that I can sing that song and I can play that song. And I was just having church all by myself. Hallelujah. But the lyrics are beautiful. But as I sung the chorus, the Spirit of the Lord begins to minister to me. And Teresa said, "Are you going to sing that song?" I said, "No, I'm not going to sing." She said, "You're going to be humming it, and you're going to be singing it all day long." She said, "That thing is gotten in you, because I've been singing it going through the house, and just the Spirit of God ministering to me." And it says, "He came to me. He came to me. I could not come to where he was, so he came to me. That's why he died on Calvary. I could not come to where he was, so he came to me. I could not come to where he was, so he came to me. Hallelujah. Go on, praise God. Amen. You might have different ways of saying that, but I love that song. Listen to how Isaiah said in Isaiah 9:6. He said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." You know, the most wonderful and the most glorious visit that has ever been made to planet Earth was when God walked down through 42 generations and he found a virgin named Mary. And the Holy Ghost overshadowed her, and she conceived and brought forth the Savior, the Son of the living God. The Bible says when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? And Isaiah said, "Unto us a child is born." I read it to you. Hallelujah. So the birth of Jesus is very personal. And that's what the prophet is saying, unto us. But you got to make it personal. Unto us means unto you, unto me, unto us who were undeserving, unto us who were bound by chains of sin, unto us who were slaves to the power of darkness. It was unto us that Jesus came. And you got to make it very personal, just like that song, "He came to me." Oh, listen to this. "He came to me when I was bound in chains of my sin. He came to me when I could find no peace within. Then he reached down and drew me gently to his side. And today, in his sweet love, I now abide." I don't know if you've ever been there to where you were so lonely and so broken and so wrapped in chains of sin and darkness, but that's how I was. I couldn't get free, but I want to tell you something. I'm free today because he came to me. If I get a testimony out there, is somebody free because he came to you and he came to you personally? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Certainly, Jesus is the greatest gift that has ever been given. He came to us. Isaiah said, "Unto us a child is born." That speaks of the humanity of Jesus. No one has ever understood our humanity like Jesus understands us. John said, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace, full of truth." No matter where you are in your life, no matter how broken you are, he comes to us, hallelujah, and he comes to provide salvation. He comes to heal the brokenhearted, to bind up their wounds. I know he does that because that's my testimony. He healed me when I was broken, when my life was fragmented. He came to me, and I'll never forget the touch of the Master's hand. And one of my constant prayers is, "Lord, don't let me forget. Don't let me ever, Lord, get so busy and so caught up that I forget where I was when you came to me, when you touched my life, when you changed me from nature to grace. Don't let me ever forget that." Some people think, you know, "You're so emotional. Praise God, I've got something to shout about. I'm Pentecostal to the bone. And if people don't like that, I'm sorry, praise God. But I met Jesus Christ, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I got separated and sanctified from this world, glory to God, and my eyes are set upon the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and we see Him do miracles. We see Him heal. We see Him do what man cannot do. When man has failed, we've got a Savior, praise God. He comes to us, and He comes to us in our times of need. Oh, I probably should have kept a book on all the miracles I've seen and the great healings that I've seen. I probably should. I could write it. Amen. I was listening to one of the sermons I preached, and it was a lady sitting in this church, and she had three broken bones. I was trying to remember who it was. She had a shoulder, three broken bones, and she was healed instantly in this service. I remember a man who had three broken fingers, couldn't bend them. God healed him instantly. And I've seen God heal cancer. And I've seen Him heal heart disease. I've seen the lame walk. He's a great God. He's a miracle God. And He will come to you. He will come to me. And you got to make it personal. Go on and praise Him. Go on and thank Him for His goodness and His mercy. Let me tell you what Jesus did. Jesus Christ, He went about teaching and preaching and healing the sick. If all the church does is teaches, they don't get it all. If all they do is preach, that won't do it. If all they do is have healing services, that won't do it. You gotta have preaching, you gotta have teaching, and you gotta have a man of God, anointed of God, that can reach down and touch you with God's power, and you can be healed. He will come to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We might be Pentecostal in name in some churches, but let me tell you something. We are fasting. We're going to begin that fast, and we're going to seek God, and God's going to show up with more signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Thank God He will come to us. Isaiah said, unto us a child is born. That speaks of His humanity. Unto us who have suffered disappointment. He was disappointed. Unto us who were betrayed. He was betrayed. Unto us He came. He was a man acquainted with grief and with sorrows. It was unto us that the Savior came. And if you're going to be like Jesus, let me just help you out a little bit. You're going to suffer some grief. You're going to suffer some sorrow. But I can promise you He will come to you and He will heal you and He will let you know I am with you, I am for you, and I'm in you. Hallelujah. He's a great God. Now, Isaiah said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The child that was born was Jesus. But the son that was given, He had been there all the time. He's the Ancient of Days, the Logos, the eternal Christ that spoke the worlds into existence. And He was there when the morning stars first sang together. Unto us a son is given. God gave His son because God wants sons. God wants children. And if you have received Him as your Savior, then you belong to God. Look at this, 1 John 3:2. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But when He shall appear, we shall see Him as He is. We shall be like Him. Hallelujah. Oh, we're trying. We're striving toward the mark of the high calling of God. But one day, praise God, we're going to be with Him. We're going to be just like Him. And the mysteries that have been hidden for ages, we're going to see clearly all things. Hallelujah. God is a great God. Isn't it wonderful that God came to dwell inside of us? See, it is through God's Son that we have salvation. He redeemed us with His own precious blood. And there is salvation in none other name. There's no other name given among men under heaven whereby you must be saved. All hope of eternal life is built upon Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only. A son is given. God gave His son. And He gave His son to save the world from the awful mess they were in from sin. No one else can set the captive free except for Jesus. No one else can lift the heavy burden, amen, and break the shackles of sin. He alone can save and deliver. One man said, from the guttermost to the uttermost. Hallelujah. I don't know what your testimony is, but that's my testimony also. He came to me, glory to God, when I was bound in chains and I could not get free. Amen. He alone is the Savior. And Isaiah He got so excited about it, he said, his name shall be called Wonderful. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Jesus is wonderful. And Jesus was wonderful at his birth. Look at Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. But he had a purpose. He didn't just come to be among men. He was going to die on old rugged cross, go back to the Father, sit down at the right hand of his majesty on high as Lord, as high priest of a new and a better covenant. And he was going to send the Holy Ghost to his church so people could be born again of his spirit. Not only that he came and was made flesh, but he comes into human flesh so that you and I, we're born again of God's Spirit. Now, I like to say it like this. If you don't like the way you were born the first time, try being born again. I'm sure you were like that. Because ever since that nail-scarred hand touched me. Can I get a witness out there? Glory to God. My life has been different. My attitude has been different. My focus has been different. Amen. Because Jesus comes to change us and to make us into what he had purposed for our lives. Now, if we could have arranged the birth of Jesus, I'm sure we would have done things differently. We would have picked a palace, but God chose a stable. We would have lined that crib with satin, fine linen, but God chose to a feeding crib and he lined it with burlap. We would have wrapped Jesus in fine clothes, but God had him wrapped in swaddling clothes, in rags. The King of Kings came to us, yet there was no room for him in the inn. Have you made room for the King? Have you opened your heart and received him as your Savior? See, the angelic messenger announced his birth. Look at Luke 2:11. Said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The prophet said, his name shall be called Wonderful. His name is Wonderful because Jesus alone is the only one who can save. You know, I love those old songs, and I remember preaching a revival years ago up in my hometown, and there was a man that sang this song, and I remember preaching one night, and it had been a glorious gospel, glorious revival. It looked like nothing was going to happen. And I looked at him. I said, sing that song one more time. I can't take a heart that's broken, make it over again. But I know a man who can. And I can't take a soul that's sin sick and wash it white as the snow. But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. But I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. Sing it with me. If you feel no one can help you and your life is out of hand, well, I know a man who can. Yes, I know a man who can. His name is Jesus. Go on, praise him. His name is Wonderful. Glory to God. Not only is he wonderful, but unto us, he's the mighty counselor. He's God's counselor in heaven and man's advocate at the right hand of God the Father. Look at 1 Timothy 2:5. It says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, that is the man, Christ Jesus. Now think about it. He left the splendors of heaven. God the Son came to earth's manger so he could come to you and me. And he left all of that to become a man, so he could identify with your hurt, so he could identify with your feeling, so he could feel exactly what you experienced. The Bible says he was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. And because he never sinned and he took our sin upon him on that cross, you and I can come and he can wash us as white as the snow. Hallelujah. We had a lady that's been coming and just keeps coming to our services. And she was telling Brother Philip and I, she said, "I feel so unworthy. I feel so unclean." I said, "Keep coming. Keep coming. You're being washed in the water of God's word." And Brother Philip encouraged her. Amen. You come, and I promise you, if you will come to him, hallelujah, he will come to you. He said, "He that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." Maybe you feel broken. Maybe you feel like you know, nothing is working right. But let me tell you, Jesus Christ will take care of that need. Amen. He's the mighty counselor. Jesus is the mediator for the sinner. And he mediates between God and man, and he bridges the gap. Job, he was in his mess, and he said, "I wish there was a days man, a mediator between God and me, but I found none." Well, let me tell you, he did come, and his name is Jesus. Look at that scripture again, 1 Timothy 2:5. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, that is the man, Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. And for the saints of God, he's our advocate, our family lawyer, the great intercessor. And the Bible says he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints of God. Aren't you glad when you can't find a brother or a sister to pray with you? And you feel like, "I just need help, oh God." You've got a intercessor, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, putting the sweet incense on your prayers as they go up, so that they will be a sweet smelling savor in the nostrils of God. He's not a high priest. He's the great high priest that is passed into heaven. He said, "Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy." That's right. Go on and praise him and help in our time of need. Let us come to him. He came to us. Let us go boldly unto the throne and let your request be known unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's the great counselor who has never lost the case. And you can trust him with your problems. You can trust him with your need. You can trust him. I promise you that. And if you will kneel at the cross, Christ Jesus, he will meet you there. And not only is he wonderful, and not only is he the counselor, but unto us, he's the mighty God. Hallelujah. He's the mighty God who spoke and said, "Let there be light," and light appeared at the sound of his voice. He's the mighty God who draped the north over an empty place and hung the world at thou nothing. He's the mighty God who flung the stars from his fingertips. He placed the planets in their orbits, and they stay there because he commanded it. Hallelujah. He set the boundaries of the sea and said, "Thus far shall you go, and no further." Hallelujah. He's the mighty God who is the author and finisher of our faith, who conquered death, hell, and the grave, who rose, and he lives today. He's the mighty God who holds the wind in his fist, and he makes the clouds his chariot, and he rides upon the wings of the wind. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. He's awesome in power, plenteous in mercy, and he came to those who were broken. He came to those who were down. And look at Matthew 11:28. He says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Do you need rest today? Do you need a place, a secret place? He said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. I will say, he shall do." Get into your Bible. Start decreeing what God said. Hallelujah to the Lamb. He never man spake as he spake. And when you take his words and put them in your mouth, all of a sudden you change the atmosphere and you change everything around you, and people get changed because he is the mighty God. Hallelujah. Go on and praise him. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Not only is he wonderful, not only is he the counselor, not only is he the mighty God, but unto us he's the everlasting Father. He said it of himself. Look at Revelation 1 and 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. Oh, he came to us that first time in a manger. He came to cut that covenant with his own precious blood. But just as surely as he came, and we're celebrating his birth today, or tomorrow rather, we use that day, December the 25th, he's coming again a second time. The Bible says, if you then be risen with Christ, set your affection on things above. When Christ, which is our life, shall appear, we're going to disappear. When Christ, which is our life, shall appear, then shall we appear with him in glory. Who's going to appear with him in glory? Those that have received him. Those that have set their affection upon things above. Those that are serving him. Those that remain true to the cause. Hallelujah. He said, if you love me, then you will keep my commandments. He's a great God. He's a good God. But he, when he came to us, praise God, after he left, he sent the power of the Holy Ghost. And the devil told me for years, said, if you got saved, you couldn't live it. He lied to me. He's the father of lies. When I got saved, praise God, he came inside of me. And chains of sin and shackles, boom, they were broken off of my life. He broke every chain. He's a chain breaker. Hallelujah. I tell you, I love my chain. Glory to God, because it reminds me of when he came to me and broke every chain off of my life. Can I get a witness out there? Somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been so bound you couldn't get free? Have you ever been bound with a problem, a financial difficulty, a marriage difficulty, something that you're going through in your life and you feel like I'm bound? There's no way out of this thing. Let me tell you, if you'll go to him, he'll come to you. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The psalmist said, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He is from everlasting to everlasting. And there will never be a time when he will vacate his throne. Or we elect our presidents every 4 years. And others, monarchs, they get elected for a time frame. But they don't stay there. But our king, he's the eternal one, the ancient of days. Amen. There will never be a time when he will vacate his throne. He is the everlasting Father of eternity, and truly the Lord Jesus is all of that, for he created all things, and without him was not anything made that was made. Glory to God. He made it all. And he's the one that designed your life. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you. He said, I've got good thoughts for you. He said, I have a purpose for your life. And if you'll come to me, if you'll let me lead you, if you'll let me guide you, if you'll walk in my will, then I will bless you going out. I will bless you coming in. I will bless everything you put your hands upon. How much of God do you want? Let me ask you, how much of you does God have? Have you given him everything? Are you willing to go through the storms and the battles of life and say, I can trust him? Hallelujah. I can trust him because he talks to me and he leads me and he guides me by still waters. When everything is turbulent, he still leads me. He still guides me. And he talks to me and he tells me, if I be for you, who can be against you? Wouldn't you love to serve a God like that, who comes to you and talks to you? And when you're lying there at night and you're wondering about what in the world is going on, why is all of this happening, God? My plate is full. I've got so much to do, so many places to go. Yet he comes in the stillness of the night and whispers, I love you. You just hold on, because I've planned great things for you. Hallelujah. That's the God I serve. Do you know him? Do you know him in that manner? Hallelujah. Not only is he wonderful, not only is he the counselor, not only is he the mighty God, but he's the everlasting Father. And he's also the Prince of Peace. I love this. In a world of sorrow, in a world of pain, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And he has promised us peace. He promised that to you. He promised that to me. Look at John 14, 27. He said, "These things have I spoken, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? He says, "I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to know you can trust me. I want you to know that there's going to be a brighter day. I want you to know that my anger endures but a moment, but my favor is on your life for a lifetime. You may be in a season of weeping, but just hold on. Joy comes in the morning." What a God that he can take your insides when nothing has changed outside, and he can minister peace and joy unspeakable that is full of glory. Don't you want to know this God? I do. I want to know him better. Do you want to know him better? You can. Read the pages of the book. Get in a good Holy Ghost-filled church where the whole counsel of God is preached, and grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Unto us who serve him, he is our peace. Wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All of those names are beautiful. But what is the name to which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess? It is the name of Jesus. There is no other name like it. I've seen big men, strong men, sinful men come and bow their knees at the cross. And when he touched them, tears began to stream down their face like a little baby. He's the mighty God. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful God. His name is Jesus. Who's this man called Jesus? What manner of man is he? He's the one who can calm your troubles, see. He caused blind eyes to open. He turned the water into wine. He's the Savior, the Redeemer, the way for mankind. He's a strong, a mighty tower. He's our refuge in life. He's the lily of every valley. He's both the buyer and the price. He's the captain of salvation. He's the risen Christ. His name is Jesus. Jesus, the giver of life. He's hope for tomorrow. He's the answer for today. He's precious. He's love. He's the truth. And he's the way. And he will do for you what no other can. He's the great I am, the Savior of men. The angel said, "You shall call his name Jesus." Go on, praise him. For he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. Certainly, Jesus is the greatest gift that was ever given. And God gave us that gift. Look at the golden text of the Bible, John 3:16. I tell people, if you don't remember anything else I preach, please remember this. God loves you. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God is not willing that any should perish. There is a real hell. And man, in his fallen state, is destined for that place. I was destined there. But he came to me. You were destined there. But he came. And he came to you. And you got to make it very personal. A child is born. A son is given. His name is Jesus. And my prayer during this Christmas season, I pray that our Savior will be very personal and very real to you. He came to us. He was born in a manger to die on a cross. Listen to this. He came to me when I was bound in chains of my sin. He came to me when I could find no peace within.
Then he reached down and drew me gently to his side. And so today, in his sweet love, I now abide. He came to me. Can you say that? He came to me. Oh, when I couldn't come to where he was, he came to me. That's why he died on Calvary. Oh, when I could not come to where he was, he came to me. Brother Blue. Hallelujah. I want you to just sit quietly where you are, stand, or you can get up and come to the altar, whatever. But I want you to hear this song, because it has ministered to me so much. I trust it will minister to you, Brother Blue.
I could not come to where he was. He came to me.
The gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord, it was so vast, the crossing I could never ford. From where I was to his domain, it seemed so far. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to where you are. He came to me. When I was bound in chains of my sin, he came to me when I could find no peace within. Then he reached down and drew me gently to his side. And today, in his sweet love, I now abide. He came to
bar at the back. There you go.
Let him come. I could not come.
Put the light in the sanctuary on. The light in the sanctuary on.
He came to me.
Let me call him.
The gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord. It was so vast, the crossing I could never fold.
I want you to watch the graphics, especially at the end.
From where I was to his domain, it seems so far.
Does anyone in here that the Lord has spoken to you?
I cry, dear Lord.
Won't you get up from
I cannot come,
won't you come
to
this altar?
Where you
I
are.
You
he came to me.
Come. Coming unwrapped.
Yeah. That
God.
Oh, when I couldn't come to where
you can't come
he
unless
was.
He asks you and calls you to come.
He came to me.
The only time you could come.
That's why he died.
Calls you. Get up.
Oh,
I'm coming, Lord.
Calvary.
Anybody else? Come on, dear. Come on. Anybody else?
To where he was.
Anybody else want to come?
He came to me.
Come on now, young people. Come on. The Lord is talking to you.
He came to me when I was bound.
He touched this young lady's heart right here.
In chains of my sin. He came to me when I could find no peace within. Then he reached down and drew me gently to his side. And today, in his sweet love, I now abide. He came to me. He came to me. Oh, when I couldn't come to where
to get your ass to
he was, he came to me.
The awful Christ.
That's why he died. Oh,
soul has come into the kingdom. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Turn the lights back up, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Ricky, go on and just play whatever you have. I encourage you during this Christmas season, to just get alone in a place all by yourself with God and ask Him, be real honest with Him. Hey, Lord, what have you purposed for my life? Am I to be a businessman so I can work in the church, providing jobs for people? Am I to be a doctor, a lawyer? Am I to be a missionary on some foreign field? Am I to be a preacher of the gospel? Am I to lead a choir? Am I to use my gifts and talents, Lord, the way you have purpose for my life? Will you help me do that, Lord? So many times people, they go through life, they never find their purpose. This little poem has really impacted my life. Great it is to dream a dream. When you stand in youth by the starry stream. But a greater thing is to live life through and see at the end the dream came true. Do you know that you're a part of my dream? Do you know that you're a part of the vision that God has placed in my heart? Do you know that a real pastor, that when you hurt, he hurts? I was in the business world making plenty of money. But I heard him call me. And I left that. And then they offered me a job as a consultant, making more money than I had ever made in my life. And I said no to that. And I said no to that because when I gave my heart to the Lord, when He came to me, I surrendered my life. I was happy before, after I got saved, but I never knew purpose until I said, yes, Lord, what would you have me do? And so I brought to you a message this morning on the greatest gift ever given. And I want to put a challenge before you. What are you going to do with that gift? And just as He came to us, and just as He came to you, and just as He came to me individually, we individually have to decide, this, Lord, is the one thing I will do. I thought I would, you know, have to be a missionary on some foreign field. I get to go now. And many people, they think, well, I've got to give up everything to do this one thing. Well, no, what you do is you accept Him and then do what He says do. Unwrap the gift. Receive the greatest gift you could ever receive. Receive Him. And that's my way, church, and those watching by live stream, that's my little way of saying Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. God bless you. In Jesus' name, let us stand.